Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha of Daniel Eisenberg. For Parsha's Kisiyus, it's a bit of a challenging week. I find it tougher in the weeks where Shabbos is mentioned explicitly in the Parsha, and you have a whole passage about it, because it's hard to just pick one point to zone in on. We could literally spend hours on Shiurim, on just a few psukim about Shabbos here, and so many different points to gain. I guess we'll go through it a little bit, and I'll point out some highlights that I don't think we focused on so much in the past, and we'll try to make one practical takeaway that we can bring with us from Shabbos to Shabbos for the rest of the year. So in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Lamed Yud Beis, Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimor, V'ata daber el b'nei Yisrael, you should speak to the Jewish people, Leimor, and tell them, Ach es Shabbosai tishmoru. But my Shabbosos, you should keep them. Ki os hi b'ni u'v'neichem l'doroseichem, because it's going to be an os, a sign between me and between you, l'doroseichem, for your generations, l'das, to know ki ani Hashem mikadeshchem, that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And it continues to speak about this concept of it being an os. We have the words from Kiddush Shabbos Day that most people say Shabbos Day, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael, l'Shabbos l'osos, l'Shabbos daros l'bris olam, where we say it's an os heli olam, it's an eternal sign. That's something we spoke about a little bit last week when we spoke about the idea of chavod l'sefares, that there's honor and glory for those who keep Shabbos. It's a sign about our holiness and our special status and our special relationship with Hashem. And so that's definitely emphasized here. Of course, the simple understanding of the context is Ach es Shabbosai tishmoru, but you should keep my Shabbosos, is that you should not build the Mishkan. Rashi here, quoting Chazal, says that you should not build we're talking about building the Mishkan. That's the topic of the previous two parshas, Truma Tetzaveh, the beginning of Kisisan is going to be next week's parsha, and the parsha after Vayaka Pekudei as well. You should be building the Mishkan, but do not build it on Shabbos. And in fact, as we'll learn maybe next week, that which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is exactly that which was done to build the Mishkan. We learned the 39 Malachos from, meaning the 39 Malachos that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, from what the 39 actions were done to construct the Mishkan. And that seems to be the simple understanding. Why would it be that you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos? Why is it more important? So it's a Kliyakir over here has a beautiful explanation, but it was something that we said 2 weeks ago, is that kind of Shabbos is like a mikdash in time. You're entering into that mikdash, the mikdash of Shabbos, and therefore you shouldn't be involved in creating a different mikdash. There's more to say on that, but I do want to move on because there are some other highlights I'd like to take a look at. So something that we see over here, it continues in this in Yodalud, Ushmartem es Shabbos, you should keep Shabbos, ki kodesh hi lachem, it is holy to you, for you, michaleleha mos you must. Those who disgrace it, those who are michalel Shabbos, who violate Shabbos, mos you must, will surely die, will surely be killed. Ki kol osev ha-melacha v'nichresa ha-nefesh ha-hi mikerva meha. Anyone who does it will be cut off, his soul will be cut off from the nation. Rashi over here notes that sometimes it says, right, which one is it? Is it kares, that their soul will be cut off, or that they're going to be killed, like the death penalty? Rashi says it depends on the circumstances, if there were witnesses, if there was proper warning, but definitely the punishment for violation of Shabbos, for someone who knows what they're getting themselves into, it would be death. It continues, Shesh Yisem Yisem Melacha, 6 days you should do work. Uvayoma Shvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, Son Kodesh, LaHashem, Chosem Melacha, Yom HaShabbos, Mos you must. Again, the death penalty. And this is new. This we have not seen yet. Even though we've only mentioned Shabbos explicitly in a few parshios, we mentioned it in Beshalach with the Man, we mentioned it in Yisro, in the Ten Commandments, we mentioned it in Mishpatim as well, in the context of Shemitah, and talking and starting to talk about Yom Tov. So we mentioned Shabbos before, but never with all these the death penalty, the most you must, you shall surely be killed. The chaleha most you must, manichresaha nefesh ahi mikarva meha, the soul will be cut off. That's new over here. That's a new thing to Shabbos that we never learned before. And perhaps you need to say that people, would be motivated to build the Mishkan on Shabbos, and they have to be encouraged very strongly in strong terms not to violate. But I want to take it home a little bit more by just focusing on the very next psukim, which are actually, again, what we said is the Kiddush from Shabbos Day. Most people say these words Shabbos Day, and most people also have the custom to say them Friday night, right after right after Maariv Friday night, before Kaddish, before Shmoneh Esrei. So they say the words V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, and we're going to point out a strange phraseology over here. It says V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, that the children of Israel shall guard, shall keep, should be shomer the Shabbos, la'asos es Shabbos, to do the Shabbos, to make the Shabbos, l'dorosam baris olam, for their generations in eternal covenant. And then it says, b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael, osi li'olam, if between me and you, Klal Yisrael, it's going to be an eternal sign, ki sheshisim osa Hashem es hashmayim ves haaretz, yom hashvi'i shavasim nefash, that Hashem created the world, that in 6 days he created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested. But what is it, this phrase, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, la'sos es Shabbos, that they will guard the Shabbos to do the Shabbos. Or to do the Shabbos, l'dorosam baris olam. What does that mean? So Sforno over here is very interesting. Sforno says that it's v'shamru v'neos as Shabbos ba'olam hazeh, that if you guard, the children of Israel guard the Shabbos in this world, la'asos as Shabbos b'yom shekulo Shabbos, so you'll end up making a Shabbos for yourself on the day that's completely Shabbos, meaning you'll be building your world to come, or the times of Mashiach, or whatever it is. But if you guard Shabbos here, then you'll make a Shabbos for yourself in the future. Shamru b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, la'asos es Shabbos. Ibn Ezra says that if you guard it, meaning you pay attention to Shabbos during the week, you're mindful of Shabbos during the week, Shamru b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos during the week, then you'll be able to make la'asos es Shabbos on Shabbos itself. But I'd like to suggest something else. The Kli Yakar over here also has a beautiful piece, but it's way too long to discuss in a shiur that tries to stay under 10 minutes. But just a really quick point is that V'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, la'asos es Shabbos l'dorosam baris olam. That the B'nai Yisrael have to guard the Shabbos in order to make the Shabbos for their generations an eternal covenant. And I think this line that we say in Kiddush really justifies our entire group, that every day we're learning about Hilchos Shabbos and two halachos a day of Shabbos and trying to improve in Shmir Shabbos and learning details of the malachos. You know, someone might ask, how is it that we're able to, you know, keep Shabbos and preserve it for the future generations? How are we going to make sure that our children keep Shabbos, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren? How are we going to make sure that they keep Shabbos? And, you know, some might talk about, you know, just talking about the beauty of Shabbos and experiencing Shabbos and the delicious food and the zmiros and songs and people spending time together and all those beautiful aspects of Shabbos. And that's true. For sure that's important. But if you neglect this piece, and someone might say, listen, I don't go to work on Shabbos. I'm not, you know, going to work that day, but I'm not going to be so careful about all the details of really guarding the Shabbos, preserving the Shabbos, because those points, that's not the main thing. The main thing is to, you know, be mindful of that Hashem created the world. So even if I'm doing malacha, I'm being mechalel Shabbos, but as long as I'm not going to work and I take the time to have a Shabbos suit on and maybe I light Shabbos candles, so I'm feeling that. So what it's telling us over here is no. If you want to make sure that Shabbos is something that lasts, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, you have to guard Shabbos. You have to be shomer Shabbos. You have to learn the halachos, and you have to be careful and particular about keeping them. Because as it says throughout the passage, it's kodesh l'Hashem. It's only holy if there's reverence of it. If there's a part of it that you are afraid. There should be a fear and a reverence of Shabbos and an awe and a respect of Shabbos. And if it's not just, I'm taking a moment to acknowledge the creator of the world and I'm enjoying myself. Of course, that's part of it. But it's also saying I'm going to completely change what I'm doing and I'm going to completely hold back from certain actions that I would love to do right now because there is a reverence for Shabbos. And if you want to make sure that the future generations will be keeping it to and adhering to it, so you need to be shomer the Shabbos. If you just pass it on with no reverence and no respect for Shabbos, you pass it on that, this is something fun to do. So then the kids and the grandkids, they can decide, okay, well, if I find it fun, great, and if not, not. But if you teach it in a way that's v'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos, that you're guarding the Shabbos, that's how you'll be able to la'asos Shabbos, to make Shabbos l'dorosam, for their generations, bris olam, an eternal covenant. If it's part of a covenant, what makes it a bris olam, an eternal covenant? The fact that there's certain things that I would like to do and I'm not going to do and I can't do. And I don't decide which things not to do. They're already decided for me. There are 39 malachos, as elaborated by our holy tradition and as sometimes added on to, meaning extra prohibitions to ensure that we don't violate the biblical prohibitions. But that's the only way that Shabbos is going to be eternal and passed on for all generations. An eternal covenant is that if we're Shomer Shabbos. So there's a threat of death and the death penalty for violating Shabbos. How often were people actually killed in court for violations of Shabbos? Almost never, the Gemara tells us. Almost never did it happen that someone would actually be receiving the death penalty. But that fear of Shabbos that you're supposed to have, you're supposed to know that violation of Shabbos is death, whether in this world or in the next world. That ensures the awe of Shabbos, and then you can appreciate the beauty of Shabbos, the goodness of Shabbos, the relationship with Hashem of Shabbos. We should be zocha not to bring fear, but to take that to heart, the importance of Shmirah Shabbos, of learning halachos of Shabbos, and have that enhance our entire Shabbos experience and our relationship. Be'ni v'neichem, the relationship between us and Hashem, should be an os hili olam.